Heads up, Richies. This episode is definitely not for kids, and not just because of swearing and adult situations.
Yeah, we might also be sharing some secrets from Santa's workshop, so please be advised.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And this is a very special episode of Even the Rich. So, Richies, we made it. Somehow, some way, 2022 is winding down and the holiday season is finally upon us.
And considering we just wrapped a series on Mariah Carey, Arisha, would you say the season of the Christmas Queen, aka Mariah, is officially upon us?
Well, you know how seriously I take trademark law, and so I wouldn't, because Mariah's attempt to trademark the phrase Christmas Queen officially got rejected.
I know. And honestly, like, look, I'm rooting for her, but I consider myself the Queen of Christmas, so.
That's so weird, because that's what I think about myself.
That is weird.
Oh my God. This is so strange. But it is easy to get so carried away with the holiday spirit, and that's kind of what we're here to do today.
But before we tell you what we've got in store, Arisha, tell the people how it is you get carried away with the holiday spirit.
I mean, the easier thing to answer would be, how do I not get carried away? But, you know, I'm already, I don't know, 7 or 8 Hallmark Christmas movies in, and I like when it's cozy, I make it cold as I can. I keep the windows open.
Same.
If necessary, I'll turn on the air conditioning just so I can snuggle under a blanket.
Honestly, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is us singing Hallelujah by the Pentatonics on repeat until my upstairs neighbors just slowly go crazy.
Yeah, or call the authorities that your downstairs neighbors have lost their minds. Yeah.
But I will say, like, I kind of feel behind this year. Like, I have not decorated yet, which is really rare for me.
And that, like, is rare.
I haven't started holiday shopping. Like, I feel really behind.
I mean, I have started my holiday shopping, but just for myself.
Okay, well, that's fair.
And speaking of gifts, Richies, if you're still looking for goodies for your loved ones or for yourself, we've got you covered in the Even the Rich merchandise store.
Oh, love a good segue. Guys, yeah, treat yourself. Like, there's no shame in shopping for yourself on the holidays.
There's literally no shame.
No.
Like, in fact, it's encouraged. Treat yourself. We've got Even the Rich tumblers, champagne flutes, a holiday sweater.
An ornament with our faces on it.
Yeah, not kidding. I mean, it's truly the best way to spread holiday cheer. Decorate your homes with Brooke and me.
Yeah, I think there's no better way. But in all seriousness, it's not actually our faces. It's just the beautiful logo illustration of our faces. So not as good, I don't think.
No, trust us. We're going to get our faces on your tree at some point.
That's
our life mission.
Yep.
For now, though, you can check out all of our merch at WonderyShop.com.
And today we've got a really great show for you, I've got to say.
Yeah, hell yeah, we do. We'll be hanging out with the iconic Leslie Jones, one of my favorite SNL members, by the way.
Same.
Leslie's joining us along with her podcast co-host, Lenny. Their podcast, The Fuckery with Leslie Jones and Lenny Marcus, is honestly the absolute perfect amount of fuckery.
Yeah, you are not going to want to miss that conversation. We'll talk about all of our holiday mishaps and play a round of our favorite game, Would You Rather, holiday style.
But we've got more than that. It's not just Would You Rather. It's not just Leslie Jones. We go all out. So get ready to put your holiday-themed pop culture knowledge to the test, because Brooke and I will be going head-to-head in a holiday trivia rematch hosted by our coworker, Nikki Boyer, who we always love catching up with by the water coolers.
Oh, we sure do. And last but certainly not least, we've got questions from our Richies, you guys. We asked you to send us a note with what you've always wanted to ask us, and today is the day you get your answers.
Yeah, honestly, bless you all. We got so many good questions.
God. Yes.
Answering what we liked, and also just... thank you for writing in. You're truly the best. And as a surprise and a thank you, we will be sending an Even the Rich stemless champagne flute to everyone whose question we answer on today's show.
Yes, so exciting. And cheers, Richies, of course. I gotta say, like, I'm truly so thankful for all of you. Like, you cannot even imagine.
Yeah, you truly just make our hearts soar. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Richies. Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
Literally always.
Okay, well, the new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look, and it comes in luxe gold packaging. It feels incredibly high-end, but it is a lot more affordable.
Oh yeah, the Panorama Mascara lives up to its name by giving your lashes panoramic volume and a fully fanned-out look. Its tapered mascara wand catches every single lash, including those hard-to-reach corner lashes. When I do wear makeup, I do the bare minimum, and that's usually eyeliner and mascara and lip gloss. Yeah. And so mascara has to really pop.
Yes.
And let me tell you, L'Oreal, this baby pops.
Yeah. I do love the packaging. Like, I'm all about that.
So if you're looking for an affordable mascara that gives you voluminous, lengthened lashes, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
We know you have your tried and true closet staples, but it can be fun to switch it up. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
Yeah, it's easy to find instant inspiration at Saks.com. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Okay, well, obviously this is making me just want to shop after we record this.
I know. And it doesn't take much for me wanting to shop.
No.
So. But if you're looking for a joyful shopping escape, which we all are,
yes,
then head to Saks.com for inspiring ways to shop for everything on your agenda.
Saks.com.
Okay, everyone. The moment we've all been waiting for is here. It's trivia time.
AKA the day our friendship ends.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's been hanging in the balance for a while based off the last trivia game, so this will be the clincher. And we've got the absolutely incredible Nikki Boyer here to be our trivia master again today.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Oh, anytime I get to hang out with the two of you, it's a party.
So Nikki hosts some truly amazing podcasts, including Wondery's own Call Me Curious. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already, you absolutely need to listen to Dying for Sex.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's
AKA
also Ambi.
I was just
podcast of the year, like the very first ever
inaugural podcast of the year.
Aw, thanks for saying that. That's so nice of that. No, I appreciate it.
And thank you for Venmoing us to say it.
I haven't gotten my Venmo.
Yeah, right.
Just gonna wait for that.
So, you guys, if you don't know, Nikki also used to host a show called The Daily Smile, which was the scene of the crime, the original trivia face-off.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was that fun.
Well, I mean, I think Arisha won. Brooke thought it was rigged. I think we fought. There was some yelling. But at the end, it was called The Daily Smile, so I think we wrapped it up beautifully.
Yeah, we all smiled
like,
at the end.
Cut. This is not
so we're going to settle this once and for all on the trivia floor. Here are the rules,
then
we're going to get started. So we're going to do two rounds, multiple choice. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. Anyway, you'll take your turns answering. Each question is worth 10 points. Okay, do you got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Okay, so since Arisha won last time, she gets to go first.
God, this is going to be so bad. I'm so scared. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Arisha. Mariah Carey's classic Christmas banger, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has sold how many copies worldwide? A, 1 million copies, B, 4 million copies, or C, 16 million copies?
Fuck, and we covered this in our show. 1 million, 4 million, or 16 million? I mean, I'm gonna say 16 million. C.
Oh, thank God. Happy holidays to you, you little jingle bell.
I, of course, also knew that answer.
Of course.
Did you
really? You did.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, of course you did. Can anybody do that?
No, that note that only dogs can hear.
Oh my God, I think I just hurt my throat.
You looked so good doing it, though.
You did.
Here we go. Brooke, are you ready?
Yes.
Which one of the following artists has not released a Christmas album?
Okay.
Is it A, Will Smith, B, Snoop Dogg, or C, James Brown?
Arisha doesn't know this, I guarantee it.
Okay. I've got an idea.
I'm going to go with Will Smith.
I am
that
so proud of you.
That was my thought, too.
Praise the baby Jesus.
All right, back to you, Arisha. In the 1964 claymation classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's doe girlfriend? remember her. She's a cute little nugget.
Oh, no. Yeah, didn't know she had a name.
A, Mistletoe. Mm-hmm. B, Clarice. Or C, Patricia.
Wow.
Damn. Well, you're really, really thinking.
I'm going to go with Clarice.
You're correct.
Oh, my God. Gosh. That was the one I didn't think it was.
My name's Clarice. Hi.
My name's Rudolph. Hi.
Yeah, you're right. Brooke, this one's for you.
Okay.
The Nightmare Before Christmas in the movie, mm-hmm. Sally uses deadly nightshade to poison Dr. Finkelstein's soup. So what ingredient does she use to disguise the smell of the nightshade? Is it A, frog's breath, B, rotting pumpkin, or C, bat's musk?
These are so
Can I call my husband?
I was going to say, can I call my nephew? Because he absolutely knows this.
Frog's breath. That was my gut, and I was so scared to go with it.
This is amazing. We are tied. And this makes me more nervous because the stakes feel really high. All right, here we go. Moving on. This is question number five. This one is for the Gilmore Girls fans.
Oh, God.
And it goes to Arisha.
Oh, no, Arisha doesn't
watch this. This is a show I don't watch. And I watch everything.
Who did Rory get into an argument with at the Stars Hollow Winter Carnival in season three?
I don't even know these characters' names.
Was it A, Logan, B, Jess, or C, Dean?
I truly don't know. Dean?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, the correct answer is Jess. And if you are a fan, then you know that Jess, Rory's boyfriend at the time, was really mad because Rory brought her ex, Dean, to the carnival, which you don't do. I mean, who brings their ex-boyfriend to a come on.
So when did you and Dean get so buddy and buddy again?
We're not so buddy buddy.
Last time I checked, you weren't even speaking. Now he's fetching you snow cones?
Okay, so Brooke, you're up. We are going to switch up the holiday traditions here. We're going to go with a little Hanukkah love. Which children's show dedicated an entire episode to explaining the history of Hanukkah? Is it Clarissa Explains It All, B, The Smurfs, C, Rugrats?
I'm going to go with the Rugrats.
You're correct!
A Mecca baby's gonna do what a Mecca baby's gonna do.
Yeah, and it was a pretty adorable episode and kind of informative, I have to say.
I love being entertained and educated at the same time.
That's why Even the Rich is so good. Available on YouTube podcast.
Round one is over.
Oh, my
We're moving
God.
On to round two. The stakes get higher. So, Arisha, you have 20 points, and Brooke is in the lead with 30. Don't worry, because this is anyone's game. For the final four questions, we're gonna spice up the eggnog, friends. If you get the answer wrong, the other player gets a chance to steal the points with the correct answer for the 10 points. Okay, Brooke, this one is coming at you. It is a two truths and a lie about Arisha's favorite Christmas movie, Love Actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on. That's got to be my question.
Wait, and also, it's not going to be fair because if I get it wrong, she's obviously going to know because it's her favorite movie.
Also, you've seen it plenty of
times.
Forever
ago. It sucks. I don't go out of my way to watch this trash film.
Oh, my God.
All right, my friends. Which of the following is not true? Is it A, Olivia Olson, the little girl who played Joanna, the extremely talented singer, was offered a record deal after the movie came out? B, Hugh Grant tried to convince the director that the famous dance scene was not necessary. Or C, Keira Knightley was really wearing that big old hat to cover up a zit.
God, does Keira Knightley get zits? I'm going to say Hugh Grant.
You're correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, I can see him being into that dance. So that seems...
Yeah.
That, I'm so proud of you. I mean, this is a moment.
I'm shaking.
I'll take you down. I'll take you down. Okay, we've got another question about cartoons and Hanukkah. How many characters did Adam Sandler play in the animated Hanukkah film Eight Crazy Nights? Was it A, three characters, B, five characters, or C, eight?
I'm going to go with eight.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, Arisha, I feel bad. But Brooke, do you want to come in and steal for the 10 points?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I am glad that you eliminated 8, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
3 or 5?
3.
You're right! He did 3 characters. All right, before we go into question 9, I just want to give you a heads up here. Brooke is in the lead with 50, and Arisha is at 20. So,
oh, my God. This is a slaughter.
But you can steal points, so we still got a game going on here, my loves. Okay? So we're in the home stretch. Brooke, you didn't get a question about your favorite shows on the last round, so let's see if you can get this one about your favorite holiday movie, Elf.
Okay. Wait, why does she get to answer a question about her favorite movie and I don't get to answer a question about my favorite movie?
At the end of the movie Elf, while Santa's sleigh is crashing, Jovi, played by Zooey Deschanel, tries to spread Christmas cheer by singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Who is the first person to chime in singing with her? Is it A, Buddy's brother Michael, B, Michael's mom, or C, Buddy's dad?
I think it's Michael's mom.
You are correct. It is Michael's mom.
That's unfair. Judge. Where's the judge?
Yeah, I don't think there are any judges.
I'm outraged. Merry Christmas to no one.
Okay, here's the final question.
I hope it's about one of your favorite movies.
I'm not going to answer it.
Oh my gosh, are you boycotting Christmas?
Yeah, I'm boycotting Christmas. It's canceled. I understand the Grinch more now than ever before.
Okay, the final question, it goes to you, Arisha, my sweet. Yeah. In the original of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh my God, how crazy.
That the cartoon is insane.
And the live action remake starring Jim Carrey, when the Grinch carves the holiday roast beast in the final scene.
Oh, I actually do know this one. Maybe.
Who gets the first piece? Is it A, Cindy Lou Who, B, Martha Huvier,
oh God,
or C, his dog Max?
Max, right? The doggy. Oh God, I don't even fucking doggy. Care anymore. C, the dog.
Yay! I'm proud of you. Yes, Max. I mean, why would you not give the first piece of
the Yeah, doggies the always get first.
Exactly.
You're saying doggy a lot more than normal.
That was our last question. And guess what? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Carisha's face.
The final score is 60 points for Brooke and 30 points for Arisha. So congratulations. Our winner is Brooke.
I've never felt the un-Christmas cheer more than I do in this moment.
Wow. Arisha, you didn't lose. You just got second place. That's all we can say here. Everyone's a winner. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Honestly, I love you both so much.
We love
sending you
too.
A big hug. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Richies. Up next, we have Leslie Jones and Lenny Marcus, hosts of the Fuckery podcast. And they're here to remind us the holidays are nothing but fuckery. At least we can laugh about it.
Mm-hmm. And we will. Plus, we'll be playing one of our favorite games, Would You Rather, holiday style. So as a listener of Even the Rich, you know that audio piques the imagination, which is why we're so excited for Audible's new collection of exclusive thrillers. They feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances that really bring the story to life.
Oh, yeah. The next listed on my list is the psychological thriller, The Silent Patient.
Ooh.
So it's all about a therapist who tries to unravel the mystery of a woman who refuses to talk or give any explanation as to why she shot her husband. I mean, it's going to be the perfect binge listen, and you know I love my thrillers.
I can agree. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
Yeah, new members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500.
That's audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500 to get started.
Life is busier than ever. It might be harder to find time these days to grocery shop, prep, and cook healthy and hearty meals. I get it, but Factor's got you covered.
Yeah, so Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delivered right to your door, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Exactly. And Factor is tailored to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. If you're traveling or still finishing up last week's meals, you can always pause or reschedule deliveries.
I mean, I know I've talked before about how much I love Factor because it's just so easy.
And it doesn't taste like, you know, the microwavable meals you see, especially in rom-coms when we're trying to heighten and highlight how sad and pathetic this woman's life is.
Yeah.
They don't taste like that. They taste so good as if you made them yourself or hired a chef. Head to factormeals.com/rich50 and use code rich50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code rich50 at factormeals.com/rich50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Heads up, Richies. This next segment has a lot of swearing. Like, a lot. Like, so much that we're giving you another content warning. Please be advised. Okay, Richies, the holiday spectacular continues.
That's right. We've got Leslie Jones here. You know her from Saturday Night Live and movies like Ghostbusters and Coming to America. Also here with us is Lenny Marcus. He's a stand-up comedian and co-host of their hilarious podcast, The Fuckery.
Oh, my fucking God. Leslie Jones and Lenny Marcus.
Okay. Oh, don't say that. Oh, please. God is like, why bring me into this?
Coming in so hot. Would you say that the holidays offer their own special brand of fuckery?
I mean, yes, there's always fuckery.
Yeah, she has existential problems with every holiday. The Thanksgiving, you know, like I go to my in-laws. I brought Leslie back a bunch of treats one time when she was living in New York.
Oh, my God.
And then I lift her with the doorman, and the doorman ate the treats.
Yo, listen, when I say I carry hate for that dude, and I try not to carry hate for him. I really do, because he really tries. But, I think he knows that I'm mad at him about the treats. And it's just like, he's very, very nice, but something about him irks me that I just don't know. I don't fucking know. And then when he ate my treats, it's like, oh, wow, dude. Like, I was really trying, and you ate my fucking cake. My cake.
He
ate all of it. And he said, I thought it was there. It was cakes. Like, it was like little slices of each cake. And let me explain something to you who made these fucking cakes, ladies. It's bitches from Pennsylvania. Now, let me explain something.
Oh, that's Brooke.
If Pennsylvania can do anything, is them hoes can make some cakes. Do you understand me? And Lenny, the cakes that Lenny's was sending me, I was like, motherfucker. And I'm like yelling at the text, like, and I know he know I was. I was like, bring me fucking every fucking piece, bring me that piece. And I'm fucking losing it because I'm like, yes, cake, like, because I fucking love cake.
Yeah,
I love cake. Right? Yeah. It's a fucking amazing, especially if it's done correctly.
Well, yeah.
So, and you knew this was gonna be good. So he left him at the front desk. And I didn't know until the next day, because he was like, yo, why you ain't texting me about the cakes? And I was like, well, first of all, who did you leave them with? Like, tell me right now everything. I go downstairs, and this motherfucker had ate everything. They even brought the plate out, which had one piece of cake left on it. It was like, look. And I was like, he ate every piece of fucking cake. Lenny sent me a picture of the plate that he brought me. He was going to bring me. And he ate, and I just was like, what the fuck could ever be your motherfucking excuse for eating my shit? And he was like, oh, I thought it was for the break room. What?
Classic lie.
So I immediately text Lenny. I'm like, fuck, Lenny, did you fucking put a note on that? And Lenny's like, are you fucking stupid? Do you honestly think that I want to get in trouble with you about some fucking cake?
Wow.
Well, the super, got in his ass, and they bought me this fucking other cake, this store cake that I was just like,
not from
just
Pennsylvania.
This is from Second Street, motherfuckers.
Not the
rats
same.
May have touched this. Rats may have touched this. And I had the chance to have cake from fucking Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Anyway, got everything over there.
How is it made for fuckery? The travel, dragging the kids around, the in-laws. Name it. It's a lot of fuckery that goes on.
I did not know
plus
that.
Plus all the toys, the garbage my daughter's going to get. We don't have room for that. It's never ending.
Don't worry. Yeah. I won't buy her nothing.
Thank you.
So one of our favorite games to do is Would You Rather, and we have a holiday-themed Would You Rather.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
So first one is, would you rather be a mall Santa every December or be forced to ruin the idea that Santa is real to small children every year?
Oh, let me go first. Oh, please.
I already know what Lenny's picking. I can tell by his face.
Oh, I would ruin it so bad for those little kids in front of their parents. There would be nothing I like more than that. I can't wait to ruin it for my kid. I can't wait to. But strangers? My wife is the only thing holding me back. I'd be like, there's no Santa Claus. I mean, I have my hand on the buzzer. No Santa Claus. You, no Santa Claus. Beat it. Your parents are buying you the gifts. Oh, I would love that so much.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, oh, sit your bitch ass down. Do you actually think there's a white man coming through the fucking chimney leaving us fucking gifts? Bitch, we don't got no fucking chimney. We got a fucking heater. We have a heater. Where the fuck he coming in at? And if he try to fucking come to a window, Bertha across the way will shoot him because we don't like crackheads. Yeah. Okay? So, yeah, we buy those gifts, bitch. Mm-hmm. And you better start acting right.
All right. Here's the next one. Take a long bath in eggnog or make out with your ex under the mistletoe.
Okay, but which ex?
I was just going to ask that question.
Oh. Your worst one.
Oh, come on. Although, fuck off.
That might make it easy. Then,
why do that? Why even?
That makes it harder. If it's my best ex, I'd be like, yeah, make out.
This is easy. Wait, what's the matter with taking a bath in eggnog?
No, I love eggnog, even though I'm not lactose intolerant. But I love eggnog.
But my thing is like,
just have to bathe it.
No, I would, because when at Christmas comes, that is the one thing that I go ahead and fuck my stomach up for is eggnog and eggnog ice cream. I fucking love eggnog.
So, eggnog then?
Eggnog.
Okay. All right, this next one is fucking weird. Would you rather cook an entire Thanksgiving dinner using only your feet?
Come on, that's a white person question.
Yeah, Leslie, I'm white. Look at me, I'm fucking translucent.
I just thought you was light-skinned.
No, that's me.
Yeah, that's a reason. Or eat a Thanksgiving dinner that was prepared by someone who used only their feet.
I don't even know.
Well, how clean are their feet?
Your feet are cleaner than your hands, if that helps.
Who could do that? It'd take you all month to do it.
Okay, but do I get to pick who's kicking them with the feet?
Yeah.
Does that really matter?
I don't know. That's a rough one right there. Because if I cook it with my feet, it's not going to be good at all. First of all, it's not going to be good. And my feet clean. But, if we could pick the person to cook the, I would say yes, because if it's my Aunt Ann or my Aunt Pat, then I'm going to say yeah.
I cook it myself. I'm not sure exactly how many years it's going to take me to do that, but.
Yeah. And it's not going to be good, though.
Turkey's easy. But turkey's easy. You just take it out.
No, it's not.
My mother's turkey's the easiest ever thing ever to cook.
Okay. I need to know how you cook turkey. Because I bet you it's so fucking awful. And you just put it in the oven? You got to put butter inside of it. You got to make sure that it is moisturized. Because when it comes out, you know turkey, have you ever heard of dry turkey? You piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay. Next question. Would you rather, every time before you have sex, have to play the dreidel game or have to...
I do that now. I'm Jewish.
Is this a white person?
No, I wrote this. Well, half white. Or you have to reenact the winter talent show dance from Mean Girls.
Oh, the winter talent dance
before you
from
have
Mean
sex.
Girls.
Every time you have sex, you have to do that first.
Yes. Okay, but wait a minute. What is that scene?
Is that Santa Baby?
Yeah.
I think it's actually Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, yeah, it is Jingle Bell Rock. They're like dancing in their cute little costumes.
No, my wife can do that one. Mm-hmm. I'm playing dreidel, bitches. Let's do it.
God, that was way easier than I thought it was going to be.
All right. Would you rather wear an ugly holiday sweater for a whole year or spend one night sleeping in the snow?
Oh, my God.
Oof. That's a good one.
Okay, but let me explain two things about me.
Snow involved, of course.
My motherfucking fashion is too goddamn slick and hot and dope for me to have a fucked up ugly ass sweater on every day. Second, my fucking room is 55 degrees, so bring on the fucking snow. I'll sleep in the snow.
Yeah, she loves it cold.
I would sleep well.
Well, yeah.
I'm with her on that. It's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the weirdest or most awkward thing that's happened at a holiday party you attended? And holiday can be any holiday. It doesn't have to be December 1st, Thanksgiving, Independence Day, whatever. What's the weirdest or most awkward thing that's happened?
A dude brought a sloth to a party, and he was trying to get everybody to pet it. And the only reason that I didn't punch him in the face is because I thought the sloths would attack me. So, yeah. Yeah. Mm.
And you don't think you would have had time to get away?
They are slow.
Da-da-da-da. She's here.
Was
all
it
the
his
week.
Date? Like, why did he bring a sloth?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. And I literally told him, if you come near me, I swear to God, I'm going to see you without that sloth, and I'm going to beat your fucking ass. So don't fucking come near me.
Did you know this guy personally?
He was just
personally?
A weirdo that would hang out with comics, and I fucking hate it. I don't like people like that, that feel like they got to do weird shit to get attention. Like, how you keep a sloth? A sloth's supposed to be in the jungle somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a popular holiday tradition or one of your family's traditions that you think is stupid?
Oh, let me start.
Yeah, because I don't...
The Secret Santa. I've been through this with my wife.
Oh.
Secret Santa. They made me do Secret Santa one year, and that's the one I was like, please don't make me do this. Please do not make me do this. So everybody had to spend $100. And I literally gave $100 in an envelope to my person. That's it. I have no time for that nonsense.
I use that time to express my feelings. Like, if they stink, I get them like an electric toothbrush, goddammit. You know, a tooth rinser and shit.
You send a message.
No, it's not the message. It's, hey, I love you. Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Okay, speaking of shitty gifts.
I'm no fucking worse.
Yep.
I hate shitty gifts too.
Well, what is the shittiest gift, or in the other direction, most creative you've ever gotten or given?
I think my parents got me a bathrobe one time for one of the holidays, and I was like, I don't know who you people think you're. I was like,
I got in big trouble too.
No. Oh, I mean, to them, maybe. I didn't need a bathrobe.
Was it plushy? But was it plushy?
I don't remember this plushy. I just remember being a bathrobe. When you're a teenager, you do not want a
bathrobe. Oh, teenager. I thought you was older.
Oh, you were a teenager.
No.
She
got it.
When you was a teenager. Wait a minute. Was that the only thing you got?
I think so for that one, whatever that was. I remember that. And I said it, too. I go, what is this? This is terrible. And I got in trouble for not being grateful. So now I just take whatever it is and just throw it out.
But you're a teenager. Why would they buy you a fucking...
I have no idea. I think they got tired of buying me,
that
like,
is a
jerseys.
Weird gift for
They're
a
like,
kid.
I'm not buying another jersey. I'm not
I'm
buying
just
another
wondering,
sweatsuit.
Was you walking around the house naked or something? You fucking asshole.
What do you mean?
Because they had to be telling you something. That's what happened,
gift.
Lenny.
All right, guys, one last one, and then we'll let you go. What's one holiday movie you would want to live in?
Ooh. Die Hard.
Die Hard.
No,
come on, Lenny.
I want to be an action
it's
star.
It's too
come
much
on.
Glass. It's too much glass.
Yeah, what? Your feet would be fucked up. You couldn't make dinner with that. Come on.
Okay, damn. It's between A Wonderful Life and...
Oh, my God. No, that movie blows.
Thank you, Lenny. I agree.
Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours. It takes him forever to jump off the bridge. And that's when it gets... Oh, my God. They have to have an intermission.
It's Brooks' favorite
movie. Every time he comes back and he's kissing his wife all in the face and shit.
Fuck that movie.
It just makes me fucking cry. And then all those people come in and they're giving him money. I just be like, no. And then the bad people put their money... I'm just like, oh. And then the bell rings. That shit's fucking horrible. It's between that and Scrooged. Just because
Ooh,
it's funny.
Scrooge is good.
Okay. Mm.
I don't know if I want to be.
But any version of Scrooge, though.
There's so many.
Yep.
That's a good point. Mm.
What about you guys?
I mean, Love Actually. I'm a real sap. I love that movie.
God,
all right. Guys, come on.
I know. Thank God we all turned on you.
Sappy.
I'd maybe go with like Elf.
Why did I know you was gonna say Elf?
Not bad,
why? That's not bad. That's not a bad choice. I literally
funny.
Thought that too.
Thank you.
I was gonna because and then just funny, just very funny. Yeah, I think I pick Elf too.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was absolute
chaos.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much.
Oh, thank y'all.
All right. Later. Bye. Wow. Honestly, I am truly speechless. That was. Iconic.
Yeah, no words. Truly, this was absolutely bonkers in the best way.
Yeah, we're going to take one more quick break and then it's mailbag time.
We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10, to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10.
When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals more easily and still have the occasional treat.
Exactly. And Chime's here to help you do that. With a Chime checking account, you can make financial progress with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yep. So if you set up direct deposit into your Chime account and use an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance.
And I love that Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion.
Oh my God. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/rich. That's chime.com/rich.
Chime feels like progress.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
All right, Richies, you sent us your questions, what you've always wanted to know, and today we've got answers.
Yeah, and can I just say, like, we have the best audience. Like, these questions are so good.
I know.
It was hard to choose.
It was really hard. You guys sent so many great questions, and our producers refused to let us make this a 4-hour episode, unfortunately, so we can't answer them all, but we did pick a bunch that we think you're really going to like. And the listener whose questions we're reading will be getting a stemless champagne flute from the Even the Rich merch shop. Mm-hmm. So we can pass the champagne. So without further ado, Brooke, you want to read the first one?
I sure do. So the first one is from Mandy Hightower. Mandy writes, what role, if any, did Arisha have in Brooke's wedding? Bridesmaid, maid of honor, etc.
So, it would be nice if it was one of those, wouldn't it, Mandy? God.
Well, hold on a second. So Arisha and I met in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and then we moved in together in 2017, and this was only a couple months before I got married. So I was engaged.
In like January, right? I moved in January.
Yeah, and I got married in April. So like I was engaged and planning my wedding before I even met Arisha.
Yeah. I still remember you had posted something when, like, I don't know, a month or two after you got engaged. And it was like something where you'd said like fiance or something. And I was like, wait, you got engaged? And you're like, I didn't tell you. Yeah. And it was just like, we were still very much at the beginning of our friendship.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to look back at that now. And like,
I know. Like if I were getting married today, Arisha would be my maid of honor. Like
I'd probably
so
be
weird.
The one you get married to, honestly. That's
actually a better point. Yeah. But it's weird. So Arisha, I was like, I need somebody to like coordinate vendors day of. And I was like, this person seems to have their shit together. Obviously, I didn't know her very well. But I was like, would you coordinate the day of? And she was like, yeah. So I made her a clipboard.
Oh my God, that I love said, it. I still have it.
Queen A on the back.
I still have it. I love that clipboard.
And she like coordinated everything the day of. And honestly, you did an amazing job. And like,
yeah, that was,
we still...
I used to want to be a wedding planner. That was one of the like life jobs. I was like, oh, this could be really fun.
Yeah.
I could never do it, but.
But it would definitely be way different today if I were to be getting married.
Yeah. First of all, there wouldn't have been a deadly bounce house. I almost died there.
Yes, there would have been.
Okay, so the next question is from Aaron Galligan Baldwin. And Aaron writes, hello, Brooke and Arisha. I love, love, love both of your podcasts. Thank you for being you. My question is, what are the lyrics to your theme song for Rich and Daily? I'm with you until after I see that hair toss, and then it loses me. It's a great song, and I want to know all the words. Would love to hear you sing it, too. Aaron, yeah. You had me until that last line. You did.
Well, it's funny because there's been, like, even people that used to work on the show had the lyrics wrong.
Yeah.
So
we had somebody who thought it was hot sauce for a very long time.
A lot of people think it's hot sauce. So
yeah.
Do you want me to say what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's, I see that hair toss, give me that floss. Mm-hmm. We got the hot goss.
Mm-hmm.
So now everyone can sing along.
And who knew there were so many words that rhymed with toss, gloss, and goss?
It's
unstoppable.
Yeah. So that's the song. Sing along, please.
So our next question is from Brittany Mattingly in Kentucky. And Brittany writes, have any of the celebrities or their families that you've covered ever reached out to you, such as defending themselves or being upset about how they were portrayed? Basically, any reactions from the people your shows are about. Which I gotta say, Brittany, why would you think they would write to defend themselves or be upset about how they're portrayed?
We did hear from Kanye. I'm just kidding.
And he was like, keep it up, ladies.
He's upset. Yeah.
We actually did hear from a relative, a family member of the Murdoch family. And this family member DM'd us both on Instagram. And they were like, I'm listening to the show. You guys are sharing information that I didn't even know. My family's pretty, like, tight-lipped about things. And they were very nice.
Yes, and very complimentary of the show. So
yeah, yeah. And that was... Phew. The show is obviously very different for those that have been here since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to kind of get that feedback so early on.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one is not a question, but I have to read it for obvious reasons. Alyssa in Alabama writes, not a question for the holiday episode, but an endorsement of Arisha's pronunciation of naked said as naked. I'm from Alabama, and that's the only way we say it, so it sounds normal to me, LOL. Which, I'm not from Alabama, but I have never felt more validated. So, Alyssa?
Well, here's something I'll tell you, Alyssa. Whenever we make fun of her saying naked, she's like, it's a regional dialect. So, obviously, that's false. And thank you so much, Alyssa, for proving that.
Okay, so the next one is from Sarah Boyle. And Sarah writes, hi, ladies. Huge fan of the show. I live in the cold Canadian prairies, where sometimes it feels like there is a designated pop culture black hole, which just sounds awful. We're so sorry to hear this, Sarah. I was hoping that you could reflect a little on how you, as women, have grown since Even the Rich began. Speaking out as women now versus before the pandemic and the Me Too movement, do you feel more confident or able to be vocal? What restraints are you still struggling with?
This is such a good question.
Yeah. I told this question to my mom. I was like, this question is just... wonderfully provocative. I love it.
And your mom was like, I'm so glad you answered the question from my burner account.
No, I was like, Mom, why didn't you send in a question? What the heck?
I know. So I will say, me personally, this show, doing this show, has taught me not to form a knee-jerk opinion on somebody and not to take a headline about somebody, especially women, and be like, well, this must be true. God, what's going on here? Like, it's forced me to kind of like look into stories further and kind of play devil's advocate. Because a lot of times headlines will just say the most outlandish thing to get you to read the article or whatever it is. And the show as a whole has changed a lot. And it's become kind of this show that champions women and women who have had a really tough go in the media, especially. But for me, it's like definitely made me a bigger champion of women all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I echo all of those sentiments. I think that this industry is especially brutal on women and always has been. I mean, most industries, if not all industries, are like that. And like Brooke, like I feel like I try to avoid those knee-jerk reactions or at least allow myself to have a second reaction that's probably more in line with my ethics and how I feel about things. Because I grew up, I've talked about this on Rich and Daily quite a few times. Like, I grew up inhaling the media, like People Magazine, Perez Hilton, during the height of like just ripping, especially like women that were probably my age or just a few years older, ripping them apart for whatever they were doing. Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, et cetera, et cetera. And in like working on this show, you just realize like we're all people at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they have a lot of money doesn't make them less worthy of having respect, being kind to. Like, kindness costs nothing. And the media, people on the internet are so mean unnecessarily. And so I just try to, like, filter everything through that lens of, like, these are people too. They don't deserve to be treated like shit just because they said X, Y, and Z. That being said, do I feel more confident or able to be vocal? I definitely feel more confident. I've gotten to the place where as long as what I'm saying is in line with how I feel and what I believe in, I'm okay saying it.
Yeah. Okay, I think we have time for one more. It's from Anna Boudere. Anna, I am so sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly. So Anna writes, together you seem to bring out the best in one another. As individuals, who do you think is funnier?
Oh, Anna. Anna, you want us to fight? We already had to do trivia. Come on.
That's an interesting question because honestly, like I've said this many times, like Arisha's the funniest person I know. And I think I think we're funny in different ways. And I think that's why we bring out the best in one another.
You like find your person, you know, that like just compliments you, not like sending compliments, but like compliments who you are, your personality. And it's just like one of those things where it's like you put it together and you just get this funny beast.
Yeah. It's like it's just and it's truly like a comedic chemistry that I haven't been able to replicate with anyone else. So
no,
it's
and
like,
I try. I'm always like, I need a backup Brooke.
Yeah, no what one... if something happens? I know. It's true, but it's hard. Like, you just, you really do. You find, like, your match, and, like, it. You just bring out the best in each other. So
yeah,
I know you wanted an answer of who is funnier, and it's me, but I think as a general rule.
There it is. I knew it was coming. I'm just surprised it took this long.
I know. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, that's, we're both hilarious. Yeah.
I will say, this is a fun little story. So one of my first memories of Brooke, we were valeting, and that's where we met, by the way. We get that question a lot. We met valeting. And she was telling me about an idea she had for a TV show or like a web series. And can I share this joke?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
this is copyrighted, unlike Mariah's Queen of Christmas. she was like, I have this idea where it's this like web series following like five or six women. And they're walking like they like something's blown up in the background and they're walking kind of like the slow motion like in action movies. And they're walking and somebody yells, you should smile. And she said that to me and I like lost it. I was like, OK, this bitch is so fucking funny. And that was like the beginning of me just like falling in love with Brooke and her humor. So
I know we were at Chelsea Handler's house when I told you that.
Was that at Chelsea Handler's
house? Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And a funny background. Wow.
I know. It was inspired.
So on brand.
Yeah. So, okay, Richies, that is a wrap on the questions. But since we got so many good questions and we truly love all of you so much, Arisha and I are going to do an Instagram live.
Yeah, Brooke's making
And
me.
We're going to answer. I'm making Arisha. She hates it, but we're going to do it for you. So we'll do an Instagram live and we'll answer the questions that we didn't get to.
Yeah, we'll post about ahead of it that it'll be coming.
So you can follow me at Brooke Sifrin on Instagram.
And I'm at Arisha Skid Dubs, A-R-I-C-I-A-S-K-I-D-D-U-B-S.
Yeah.
Because my last name is just too long for a handle. Thank you, Instagram.
But yeah, follow us. We will do that very soon. And we're really excited. We love talking to you guys and hearing from you.
Yeah,
so
we really
it'll
do.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you all so much for sticking with us. We know that we are nothing without you guys.
Yes.
And we don't say it enough. We can't say it enough because it's just so true. We love you. And I, for one, cannot wait for another year of just passing the champagne.
Same. And keep an eye out, Richies, because dropping next week is the truly, truly riveting tale of the one and only Whitney Houston.
Yeah. And the real question is, do we try to sing I Will Always Love You?
We'll find out. Happy holidays, Richies.
Yeah, love you guys.
Pass the champagne.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Even the Rich ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm Brooke Sifrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This episode was produced by Peter Arcuni and Haley Gray. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. Sound design is by Jay Rothman. Our special holiday theme was composed by Shirley Song. Desi Blaylock is our production coordinator. Our managing producers are Tanja Thigpen and Matt Gant. Kate Young and Rachel Engelman are our series producers. Our executive producers are Stephanie Jens, Jenny Lauer Beckman, and Marsha Louie for Wondery. Happy holidays, Richies.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.